Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 277 of Ask Pat. I appreciate you being here today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have another great question today from Eddie, but before we get to that, I want to thank today's amazing sponsor, which is AWeber.com, a company that I've been working with for the last 4 or 5 years, actually. They are helping me build my email list and send mass emails out to all of my subscribers and certain segments of them, sometimes all of them at once. And they also help me with my autoresponder series, a series of emails that I've pre-written that go out sequentially over time that help me keep in contact with my audience, continue that relationship, and help increase the open rate. That's why my open rate is between 50 and 70% on some emails, even emails that were pre-written in my autoresponder sequence. If you want to try AWeber out to help you build your email list and reach your customers faster and better, go to aweber.com/askpat, and you can check out a testimonial video from me there as well, and try it out for 30 days for $1. Again, aweber.com/askpat. Awesome. Now let's get to today's question from Eddie.
Hi, Pat. This is Eddie. My wife wrote an ebook, a children's ebook, and it didn't sell so far. It's been released for more than 2 months. And my question is how, and if you can give me some tips on how to promote the ebook, because it's an ebook, a children's ebook, you can't use affiliate because of the price is quite low. But if you could give me some ideas and tips on how to promote it and how to sell it on Amazon, which is at the moment, that would be greatly appreciated. Thank you so much.
Eddie, thank you so much for this question, and awesome that you are sending me this question to help your wife sell more children's books. This is great. I'm going to help you out as much as I can. The first thing that comes to mind is connecting with people who are experienced children's writers for a number of reasons. One, you want to befriend them. You want her to build a relationship with them, help them out, provide value to them, because what happens? Well, the law of reciprocity comes into play, and oftentimes when you help those people out in every which way that you can, those people are going to help you out as well, and that might translate to more sales to your book directly, or it might indirectly translate to more sales, because sometimes those people just simply give you a lot of good tips and they're good relationships to have. They might introduce you to certain people who can help you get more sales down the road as well. So first and foremost, I mean, for anybody out there in any niche out there, the best thing to do is connect with other people who are doing the same thing as you, who share the same goals, who share the same values, and you kind of all help each other out and kind of just grow together and exponentially better than you could do on your own. And that would be the first thing that I would do. But also I would connect with people who are online sharing tips and things like that as well. I am not a children's book writer, although that would be really cool and maybe something to shoot for someday. But I know a person who is a children's book writer and author, and she's amazing. You can find her at katiedavis.com. She's written a number of children's books. I've read a few of them myself to my children, and they're amazing. And she knows what she's talking about. One thing she's big into, and you'll see when you visit her site at katiedavis.com, is video. And I completely agree. If you aren't shooting videos to help promote your book, then you are missing out, because video is being consumed by more people now than ever. And, you know, we're not just talking about book trailers either. Book trailers are important. They help set the tone of a book and why people should get it. But even beyond that, there's a lot of cool things you can do with, you know, in relation to the book that you're publishing that can help your book. And that is getting into the lessons involved within your book and then having your book be sort of a topic surrounding that bigger lesson, getting personal with how you created it, what gave you the inspiration to write this book. Those little things that people love, those little tidbits and Easter eggs that you share are going to entice people to get your book as well. And beyond that, I also want to talk about social media. Again, going back to relationships, social media is great to connecting with other influencers and, you know, helping to share each other's things and build relationships that you can take to the next level, but also connecting with those who are potential readers of your book as well. And once you build that relationship and people are interested in what you have to offer them, if they are part of your target audience, chances are they're going to get your book. And, you know, if you build that relationship and people, you know, you provide a value for them in some way, like I said earlier, they're going to try and search for ways to provide value back to you as well. The affiliate marketing thing, like you mentioned, that doesn't really work completely well, especially if your book is already just on Amazon as a Kindle book. And, you know, that for a number of reasons. One, the price isn't just worth it sometimes. However, you know, those things add up, so I wouldn't discount that. But, you know, I would definitely focus on other things. Now, speaking of Kindle, there are a lot of things you can do with Kindle. And if you are only publishing on Kindle, you could do a lot of promotional type things to have your book rank much higher. For instance, if you are a part of the Select program, you can't, or this is the Amazon Kindle Select program, you have the ability to do some cool things in terms of promoting and offering your book for free. And there are a lot of cool things coming out with Amazon too. I know they just came out with this thing called sweepstakes, which you might want to research to give people some incentive to go along and purchase your book. In doing that, they would be entered into a sweepstakes to be able to win something. I believe that's how it works, but I have to do more research on that. But it is something we should all be looking at. So go ahead and go to Amazon and look up Amazon sweepstakes, because they're getting into the sweepstakes game, and that might be a game changer for a lot of us, whether we're promoting books or products or anything on Amazon. So that's really cool. But again, some things people do to help is to run big promotions and events around these sort of timed promotions where you are going to give your book away for free for a little bit. So the idea is, you want to, you know, if you're a part of Amazon Kindle Select, you can have your book be free for a certain period of time. And you can surround that period of time with an event. So make a big deal out of this thing and treat it like an event in this promotion. That's how you're going to get a lot of downloads in a short period of time, which is going to increase your rankings in the App Store, or not the App Store, sorry, in Kindle. And it's going to help when you go back to a paid model. You're going to have more reviews. You're going to have a higher ranking, and it's going to help push your book even further. And so those would be the things I would start with, and I would love to hear everybody else's thoughts on this. I mean, I have a lot of great content on selling primarily nonfiction books. We have some great podcast episodes on the Smart Passive Income podcast. Jeff Goins was on the show, and we talked a lot about nonfictional book publishing, although a lot of those strategies could work as well, and we've talked about a little bit of those things today. Another thing I would do, which is going to be a little bit harder if you're just starting out and you don't have very many sales, is to have some sort of ambassador group. So once you, over time, build this audience base, there's going to be a few people who become sort of super fans, and you definitely want to utilize them and their connections and their networks to be able to sell your books for you and to help you with promotions and building hype and you know, promoting these, quote, events that you have going on. I wouldn't worry about paid advertising right now. This is not the right time for that. But I will say that I know more than anything else, and this is why I want to finish with this, is one of the best ways that people are promoting their books on Amazon is to publish more books on Amazon and have them cross-promote each other. And what often happens is, you know, some of those books will get a few sales here and there, but then one or two of them will just hit home for a lot of people and take off. Maybe somebody influential talks about it or discovers it and shares it, and then all of a sudden you are in the algorithm where people who buy this also buy that. This is from the same author. They get to see all the other books that author has written, and a lot of things can happen quite quickly, but it takes more sort of publishing to make that happen. You know, one book might not do the trick, but maybe three, maybe four, maybe two. But I think the more you write, the better at least experience you'll get with the Amazon environment, but also more chances you'll have to get into that sort of what I was talking about earlier. This sort of, it becomes almost self-perpetual at that time once things start to pick up and things start to cross-promote each other. So, Eddie, I know that's a ton of ideas. Hopefully you and your wife listen to this and have some things in direction to go and move forward with. For those of you listening, if you have some suggestions for Eddie and his wife for this children's book, maybe you're a children's author yourself and you've done a few things that have really made a difference for you, use the hashtag AskPat277. Again, that's AskPat277 on Twitter, and we can continue the conversation there. Thank you so much, Eddie. An AskPat t-shirt will be headed your way for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, I know a lot of you have heard this message before and you have questions to ask, but you have yet to ask them. If you want to ask me a question, I'm here to help answer it. Go to AskPat.com. You can ask right there on that page, thanks to the SpeakPipe.com widget, which collects those voicemails and turns them into MP3 files for me. I also want to thank today's sponsor, which is Aweber.com, making it super easy for you to integrate email marketing into your business if you aren't doing it already. And seriously, that was one of the biggest mistakes I made twice since starting my online businesses, was not starting my email list soon enough. And once I finally got my head on straight, I got together with Aweber. They've been great. The customer service is fantastic. Live chat helping me along the way. Check it out. You can check it out for 30 days for $1 by going to aweber.com/askpat. Sweet. Now let's finish off, as we always do, with a quote. And today's quote comes from Bruce Lee. He says, "A goal is not always meant to be reached. It often serves simply as something to aim at." Cheers, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.